She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. I like Lady Stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a brick house. Well, put together, everybody knows this is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Yeah, yeah. How can she lose? What's what she used? 36, 24, 36. Oh, what a winning hand. Cause she's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. And she's a brick house. Oh, like Lady Stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Oh, she's a brick house. Yeah, she's the one, the only one, built like an Amazon. The clothes she wear, her sexy ways, make a old man wish for younger days. Yeah, yeah. She knows she's built and knows how to please. Show enough to knock a strong man to his knees. Cause she's a brick house. Yeah, she's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. Hey, brick house. Like Lady Stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back, y'all. Shaka, shaka down now.
Hey, those were today's dance party. Got to take a little rest here. We'll be right back with more in just a moment on Those Were the Days.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
We plan for many things. Plans can change. We know that better than ever today. Benjamin Franklin once said, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." Hi, I'm Eric Mindum of Mindum Wealth Advisory, and I can help you prepare for financial freedom and independence. Isn't that what we want to think about when we think about our retirement or any aspect of life? Let me and my team at Mindum Wealth Advisory, located inside the Richland County Bank, help you get started today.
Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial. LPL, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more, Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Sandy Madison from Center Cinema Twins talks about some of the things that you can do with the theaters in Richland Center.
We have gift certificates, and for every $40 that you spend on a gift certificate, you get one free movie pass. Also, there's single and annual yearly passes for a whole year. You can get in free, well, after you pay for it. And then, of course, we offer advertising, too. You can see your business or cause up on the screen. There's some good deals going on about that. You can contact us or go to our website, and it'll show you how to get to us. We have private parties and events.
For what's showing in Richland Center, the Center Cinema Twins or the Starlight 14 Outdoor Theater, check out richlandmovies.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Tonight, for a time, we're going to be spending some time back in 1972 with what I call a very influential chart for me. One of the several that I actually sat at home as they counted them down on the radio and I wrote them down. In fact, I believe the countdown was on this very station back in the day. But it was one of the first countdowns where between my sister and I, we had a lot of the songs that were in the top 25. We didn't have the little 45 we bought at Schultz Brothers or Saffel's. We actually had taped it off the radio on our little reel-to-reel tape. So we had, like, all the countdown because all the songs were pretty good songs. And you'll see as we go down to 1972, riding the old Ford Maverick back in the time tunnel. And here we go with the number 25 record this week, according to Billboard magazine. Bill Withers and a song called Use Me.
Friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. Oh, he told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Really
crowd of high class people, and then you act real rude to me. On using me until you use me up, until you use me up. Talking about you using people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, 'cause I sure am you.
From a big album called Still Bill, Bill Withers and Use Me, number 25 in 1972 on the Billboard survey. A countdown that it seemed had it all. Soul music and pop music, country crossovers. And this was kind of a country-ish duo from Muscle Shoals. A couple of guys who were studio session guys hanging out and formed a group called Sailcat. It was Court Pickett and John Wyker and the group, and this song was at number 24 this week. A little obscure tune, but you may remember it if you were listening to the radio back in 1972. Here's Motorcycle Mama.
And helmets too. We'll get respect from the towns we ride through. We'll sleep by the roadside in the soft green grass, and if the squares won't buy, we'll let them pass. She'll be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. We'll see the world from my Harley, and maybe in a year or two we'll have a little one. She'll look just like you. Add on a sidecar, electric guitar. It will be a trio. The baby makes 3-0. Tell your daddy and your mama too. You got something better to do. Stick around the house the rest of your life. You're 18, you can be my wife. You be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. And we'll see the world from my Harley. We'll see the world from my Harley. We'll see the world from my Harley. The chain don't break.
That's Sailcat with Motorcycle Mama on WRCO's Those Were the Days. Back to 72, we probably remember him best for songs like, of course, Jesse's Girl, which we still play a lot here on Saturday night, and Love Is All Right Tonight, and Love Somebody, and a lot of hits from the early 80s. But I first heard of this guy in the 72 countdown, Australia's own Rick Springfield, and here is Speak to the Sky.
Talking to the saying right. It's alright, 'cause I speak to the sky every night.
Rick Springfield, his first American chart success in 1972, number 23 on the Billboard survey. And I still have the original Rick Springfield picture sleeve that song came in, the 45 that it came on at Capitol Records, actually. Although it might have been my sister Sue's, you know, we kind of had a few of our own 45s. And then somehow I kind of grabbed onto them and sent Sing Along with Mitch with her when she moved out. So, I mean, that was fair. But anyway, moving on with music here. Elvis Presley's last real rocker, number two, it was its peak in 1972. This week is at number 22 on the Billboard survey. A Hunk of Burning Love, baby.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul.
Bye. Midtown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums, 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that, I did, didn't, did. But out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know that you don't
tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit in the wind. You don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
But do da da. Well, a hush fell over the pool room, and Jimmy come popping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cut in about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe I sung a different kind of story when a big Jim hit the floor. Hustling people strange to you, even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue. Hey, you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Debut artist in 1972, it was the first that we had heard of Jim Croce, and of course, sadly, he would be dead in just about a year from the time that song entered the charts. Certainly had a lot of success in that time, and after his death, a lot of singles were released posthumously, but what a great single from 1972. It clocks in at number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100 survey. We have more memories from 72. Stay with us here on WRCO-FM Richland Center. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
Only Culligan has been in the water softening business for over 80 years and is backed by the industry's strongest warranty. Culligan knows a water softener must be set properly for hardness and your water use to work efficiently. And the Culligan man can perform a 10-point inspection that includes sanitization on any brand water softener. Ensure that you're not wasting salt and water by calling your local Culligan man today. Or go online, CulliganofSouthwestWisconsin.com, and get an inspect and check.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovation Salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Just step aside or you might end up in a heap. Roadrunner, Roadrunner.
Here we are back in 1972. The Magic Maverick is back in time once again. And we're into the top 20 from the Billboard Survey this week. A song originally released on the Days of Future Past album, which came out in 1967. It wasn't a hit until America's 1972 release for the Moody Blues. It's called Nights in White Satin, a 72 slow dance song. Find the one you love.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you.
heart. Someone has hurt you and torn you apart. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me and let it be like they said it would be? Me loving you, girl, and you loving me. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me?
Come to me.
The Brothers Gibb. That was kind of a comeback song for them. They'd had some hits in the late 60s and had a hit in 1971, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? And Run to Me was one that came back in 1972, and late in the summer it was doing well. Number 19 on the Billboard survey. All right, that's enough of 72 necking there, okay? Let's get back to basics. I'm kind of hungry. How about fixing up a little popcorn for us tonight? Number 18 record. An instrumental from a group called Hot Butter. proof that just about anything went in 1972. The group Hot Butter, and that was Popcorn. How'd that taste for you? On a 1972 summer night, Saturday night, at least late in the summer, as fall was coming on, one of the great countdowns of all time in the Billboard survey. Influential one for me. A lot of these songs I actually had on KTEL Records. There was one called 22 Explosive Hits, another one called Believe in Music that they advertised on TV, and it was only available like in Madison area stores. So when we went to visit the cousins, I had a chance to run over to Cops and pick up a copy of that for $4.99 or whatever it was, and have some of the latest hits, including some that were on this countdown and that you'll hear tonight. Also from 1972, this guy was having a big year. Began as a songwriter in the Brill Building. Came out on his own with lots of hits in the late 60s. And kind of was having a little bit of a resurgence in his career in 1972 as well. He would have songs like I Am, I Said, and later Song Sung Blue, before the musical Jonathan Livingston Steagall. And this song from 1972, number 17 on the charts for Neil Diamond this week. It's called Play Me.
She was morning and I was nighttime. I one day woke up to find her lying beside my bed. I softly said, come take me, for I've been lonely, someone, as though I'd done someone wrong somewhere, but I don't know where. I don't know where. Come lately, you are the sun, I am the moon, you are the words, I am the tune. Play me. Songs she sang to me, songs she brang to me, words that rang in me, rhyme that sprang from me, warm the night. And what was right became me. You are the sun, I am the moon, you are the words, I am the tune, play me. Save me. You are the sun, I am the moon, you are the words, I am the tune, play me. You are the sun, I am the moon, you are the words, I am the tune, play me.
This is Those Were the Days on WRCO-FM, Richland Center. Phil Nee with you on a Saturday night. Back to 72 for the countdown. We know Cuba Gooding Jr. quite well from the movies. His dad, Cuba Gooding, or Cuba Gooding Sr., was in a group called The Main Ingredient in the late 60s and early 70s. And this week in 1972, they were enjoying their biggest hit, number 16 on the Billboard survey for The Main Ingredient. Here is Everybody Plays the Fool.
So your heart broken, you sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays a fool. Ooh.
Falling in love is such an easy thing to do. And there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Oh, loving as they cannot see, a certain person could never be. Love runs deeper than any ocean. It clouds your mind with emotion.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception.
Ingredient, everybody plays the fool. I know that so well, speaking from first-hand experience. Well, several one-hit wonders on the 72 Top 100, including this guy, an English artist by the name of Daniel Boone. Here is his memorable song, number 15 this week in 1972. It's called Beautiful Sunday.
Someone waiting for me, and when I see her, I know that you're.
Number 15 this week in 1972 for Daniel Boone. Remember that one? A song called Beautiful Sunday. And that was on my KTEL record as well. I think I had to play that with a nickel on the tone arm so it wouldn't skip. But otherwise, it was good to go. Some big ones coming up, and as I would always do as I was writing down the songs, try to guess what number one might be from 1972. More coming up on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Muscabel now presents a Farm Fresh 45.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
There's a certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488. We are going back to one of my favorite charts of all time here on WRCO-FM, Richland Center. Those were the days going back to 1972. Number 14 on the Billboard survey this week for R&B soul singer Joe Simon. It's called The Power of Love.
Honey, sweet darling, I'm yours. Oh, yes, I am. Ever since the day we met, my whole life been full of joy and happiness. Oh, when you kiss me, it burns to my soul. 7 days later, my body, I can't control. You got power in your kiss. Thank you.
Number 14 this week in 1972, Joe Simon's The Power of Love. Next up, movie music. A song composed and written for a thriller. This movie used to give me the creeps. I used to watch it. It used to be on the CBS Thursday night movie of the week or Friday night movie or whatever it was. There was a movie called Willard and there was a movie called Ben in the early 1970s. Both gave me the creeps about a boy who actually befriended the rats. And Michael Jackson sang the theme song from 1972. Number 13 this week. Michael Jackson and Ben on WRCO's Those Were the Days. The number 12 single this week in 1972, one of the nice, great new band debuts in 1972, a group called the Raspberries. Out of Cleveland, Ohio, lead singer Eric Carmen, who could sing a great high note. And they also were kind of a throwback. A lot of people compared them to the Beatles, although they didn't sound a lot like the Beatles, but they were into power pop. And they did dress alike, usually, with ties and suit jackets. The Raspberries, Wally Bryson was our guest recently, and I asked him about the band's first big break.
Go All the Way was our gold record, and that was a big hit for us, and that was our big break. Finding our demo tape found its way to Jimmy Einer, and out of New York City, he came to see us at Kent, Ohio. We were playing a club called JB's there. Us and the Glass Harp and the James Gang would all play down there. And some record companies came to see us, and that got us signed to Capitol.
The guitar intro on Go All the Way, is that you playing?
That's me, yeah.
Well, that's got to be one of the most, I think, probably identifiable records of all time, just because of that guitar thing. I remember many radio stations, that was how they'd kick off the hour with Go All the Way, you know?
You know, it's odd. I heard it on the way this morning to work. I heard the guitar intro, and it brought back a lot of memories. It is real radio-friendly, and we've had some arguments over that, who wrote the intro. I came up with the intro, but I ended up getting removed from songwriter credit. In those days, certain people didn't think you got credit for a guitar intro. It's actually a variation of the bridge of the Kids Are All Right, and it's it, but it's in the key of A, and then we sort of wanted to come up with something that was kind of all right nowish and this and that. I played it on the sixth string of my double neck 612, which when we were in the choir, we opened for The Who at Music Hall in Cleveland, and I saw Townsend with a Gibson 612 double neck and ordered one right away. So that's the one. I used it on a lot of Raspberry stuff.
Awesome. And